In Hawaii Public Radio's continuing series on Hawaiian sovereignty, in this installment, the views of Oswald Stender. A Kamehameha Schools graduate, Mr. Stender was CEO of Campbell Estate, then a Bishop Estate trustee during the tumultuous 90s when he served with distinction. Mr. Stender is currently an Office of Hawaiian Affairs trustee.
I think most Hawaiians do not accept seceding from the Union.
Office of Hawaiian Affairs trustee and community leader, Oswald Stender.
There's also a group that's proposing to restore the kingdom. I think most Hawaiians don't buy that. I think most Hawaiians would prefer to have a nation within a nation concept. Well, we'll have rules to govern our own internal affairs. Anything external has to be, conform to state and federal rule.
Though you do believe Hawaii was never legally made a part of the United States.
You can't annex a country by resolution. And the United States has admitted to all of this in the apology resolution of 1993. That's the history. It cannot be undone.
It could very well be that there'll never be a legal solution.
There will never be a legal solution. Right, you're right.
How can we get another kind of solution?
By this process that we're trying to get the Department of Interior and Justice to set up where we can negotiate reparations. That's the only thing you can do, is get reparations. So this process that the Justice Department is setting up begins the discussion between the United States government and the Hawaiian government how we settle the issues that have come forth because of the overthrow. Like the United States government, to be honest and fair, they should pay rent on all that land they took. And when they don't need it, give it back.
Mr. Stender says OHA has set aside $3.9 million to set up a mechanism for decision-making.
Just yesterday we had a meeting where all the ali'i trusts got together with the Hawaiian societies, like Iwikalani Trust, the Little Little Home, Queens Foundation, all the Royal Societies, CNHA, Hawaiian Civic Clubs. We're going to turn over the money to them, and it's up to them to go get this thing done, and OHA will stay out of it.
Speed is a factor, since 14th Amendment challenges continue to dog special programs for Hawaiians, and advocates fear a Supreme Court case, which could come any time, could threaten all entitlements.
So if we get the United States Congress to say the Hawaiians are a special group of people, they don't stand 14th Amendment challenges.
But that's exactly what Congress has not been willing to say, right?
Yeah. To me, I just want to negotiate reparations to provide resources so we can solve the problem of Hawaiians. I mean, we need to educate them so they can end up taking care of themselves. The younger Hawaiians are more passionate about the problem.
How could we solve it to their satisfaction?
Mm-hmm. Right. Get them to participate. I think if they participate in the process of governance, they're going to learn a lot. All the kids that are coming back to Hawaii from college, they want to move on.
But they want to go on in a pono way.
You're right. And so they're going to be a part of the process, we hope. Because in the end, they're the ones going to be affected by it.
In contrast to recent public hearings, Trustee Stender says the Interior Department is reporting 66% of written testimony supports some form of federal recognition. Stender will retire from the OHA board at the end of the year and hopes to be a delegate in the sovereignty process. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.